What's in store for 2022? The Lord is speaking. In 2022, you'll know what to do. Take the word of the Lord and begin applying it, expecting every part of it in your life. Make seeking and receiving the wisdom of God for every part of your life a priority. The Lord said, in the midst of more chaos and disorder, I will open my hand and freely give to those who refuse to be shaken by it.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to the warmer weather ahead. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm just going to start. I'm going to pray before I get started here. Because like Pastor Jeremy said, if you don't need it, I definitely need it. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being able to assemble together as a body of believers this morning. Now, I thank you, Father God, for wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I thank you, Father God, that I would speak your words and that they would fall on good ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'm going to, we're going to go to Psalm 37, but I'm going to just try to set things up here a little bit. I'm going to go to John chapter 3, because the New Year's Day morning, whatever, right, that morning I got up, and typically the way it works at our house is as long as if I'm not lazy, normally I get up before everyone, and it's just quiet, and I can pray and read or do whatever until everyone else starts to stir or until I have to go get them up. So I was just sitting and praying in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dropped Psalm 37 into me. And so I got my Bible and read it, and it blessed me. And I've been reading it. I might have missed a couple days, but I've went over it at least once, if not a few more times than that, in the days since then. So that's what you're getting this morning. Praise the Lord. But I heard a minister one time talk about, so in John 3:5, I'm just going to make reference to this. It said, Jesus answered and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." Okay, so that's the New King James Version. Some of the other translations say, "Verily, verily," or "Truly, truly." Okay, and I heard a minister say one time that when Jesus, he was repeating himself to try to add emphasis to the right syllable, right? He was adding emphasis to say, hey, pay attention here, okay? And because, again, you're just getting me and the way the Spirit of God speaks to me, so if you don't like it, he'll speak to you in the way that you like it, hopefully through me, maybe not, but through his word for sure, right? Okay, so because as I read Psalm 37, right away, one of the things that stuck out to me is in the first time reading it, I'm like, oh man, he talked about inheritance twice. And I was like midway through the chapter, and the Spirit of God had just ministered something to me through that. And I'm like, oh man. And then he brought that back to my memory of verily, verily, or truly, truly. Like he was adding some emphasis on something. And then as I continue to read and actually pay attention when I first started reading, okay, when you go through here, okay, he talks about trusting God. He talks about, or I'll start with peace. He talks about peace twice, right? So verily, verily. He mentions peace twice in this psalm. He mentions upholding you. He mentions that twice. Okay? He mentions to wait on him. He mentions that three times. He says to fret not three times. Okay? And we'll get into some of what this means, because if you're like me, I like to look up things because I think I know what things mean, and most generally I'm right, but a lot of the times I'm not right. So it just helps me, okay? He talks about trusting or having faith in him. He mentions that three times in this psalm. He mentions inheritance, or inherit or an inheritance, he mentions that six times. And then he mentions in this psalm dealing or what will happen to evildoers. He mentions that 12 times in this psalm. Okay? So, praise the Lord. Here we go. Psalm 37, verse number 1 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity." Okay? "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Okay, here's our first reference to what's going to happen to the workers of evil. Okay? And he right away, what does he say? He says, "Do not fret." Now, I think I understand what that means, but when I went back and looked it up from the original, he's talking about being angry or like rage and those type of things, hot, furious, angry, and incensed. Has anyone had any opportunity in the last couple years to have those emotions ever? No matter what side of things, it doesn't matter. If you're breathing, you've had an opportunity to be incensed. And I don't ever use that word, but I can use it because it was used with a whole bunch of others that I understand, right? I've had opportunity to be angry. We have. But what does he say? Don't. Why? Because they will soon be cut down like the grass. Okay? Now that is praise the Lord, but it's also can bring a an awe in a, right, that's serious. And because of some, you know, listening to different men and women of God, praise the Lord, a lot of people that have purposely gone and done things against, especially this nation, that's where I tick because that's where I live, okay? But throughout the world, that have willingly gone a certain way, they're sealed there now. And that's, it's very sobering because, anyways, whether they knew, I mean, a lot of people did, and some people, maybe have been deceived. I don't know, you know, you don't know people, but anyways, that is a sobering thought to think that someone's eternity negatively is completely sealed now because they've just, you know, God is gracious and God is merciful forever and ever, okay? But he can minister something to your heart and minister something to your heart and minister something to your heart and bring people across your path to try to, right, bring correction, to bring course correction. And we can go so far and harden ourselves to the point where, I think of stories, right? Because obviously that I've grown up under Pastor Larry and you know, and that's the way he ticks. And so did Brother Hagin. And I think of the story of Brother Hagin when he was praying for, I think it was a brother-in-law or something, and God brought up an instance in the Word where he says, "He's gone his own way. Leave him alone. Leave, you cannot do anything. It does, you can't even pray for him now." Now I'm not, don't go into a ditch on that, okay? I'm just giving an example of someone that has sealed themselves in a certain thing, okay? Praise the Lord. Hula. Verse number 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, right? What is it? Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God. Okay? Have faith in God. But that doesn't, sorry camera guys, that doesn't mean, right? God is in control. So here I sit as a bump on a log. No. God is in control. And I do need to have faith in him. But guess what? I do have an assignment for now. Amen? Okay? So there's two, right? There's two sides to that coin. I do need, yes, right? And I believe we're going to see some things of God sovereignly moving in some things in this year that is going to bring a godly fear back to all of us. To all of us. Because he is God. He very much is. But he has also set up a system here on the earth where he needs flesh and blood to work and to do. Amen? Okay, so trust in the Lord and do good. What do I think of when it says do good? I think of my wife's example last Sunday of her picture of the open hand, right? Do good. Do good. That's you and I. He's saying to do good, right? The New Living Oh, yeah, it is New Living. Maybe I'll finish. Did I finish? I didn't finish the verse. Let's do that first. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Feed on his faithfulness. You know something? His faithfulness is something that you can feed on, right? Can you feed on an open hand? Unless you turn away, that's what the open hand is for. Amen? Okay, so the New Living says, trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why? Because you're trusting in him. And you're also, right, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, right? So Shana's hand was us, or picture was us having an open hand as well, right? So God could get things to us and through us, if I'm right. And Pastor Jeremy's, right, was the, right, the third base coach. Why? Because we're in go mode, as Pastor Jeremy would say. We're moving, we're active, we're actually doing something for the kingdom of God in whatever role he has put us in, right? Okay. Anyways, praise the Lord. Verse number 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Okay, what's a desire? It's a request, or a petition, or a desire. I love it when they use, right, the same word to define it. Okay. Verse number 5: commit your way to the Lord; trust also in him. There's our second reference for trust or faith. Right. And he, right, commit your way to the Lord; trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Right? Feeding on his faithfulness, dwelling in the land. His open hand. Amen? He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Okay? So here's our first couple references to resting and waiting. And our second one to what? Where he's telling us not to fret. Okay? So, rest. What does rest mean? This one actually, I was somewhat, all right, I had it kind of right in my mind. It means to be silent or be still, to wait. Okay? There is a time, not when the Holy Spirit's prompting you to do something. That's not the time to be still and wait, okay? But there is a time if you're prone to moving and being a mover and going, there is a time that the Lord might say, hey, cease and desist for just a second so I can speak to you or so I can, right, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Now this one kind of puzzled me a little bit because when you look it up in the original, I did write it down. So I only wrote some of the good stuff in my Bible because it's like it's like two sides of the coin to this definition of this, okay? So it means to twist, whirl, or dance. That's what this weight means, okay? But also, like in the same definition, is writhe, fear, tremble, travail. Yep. And I was, anyways, because I was going somewhere, and I, like I said, what I wrote in my Bible was twist, whirl, and dance, right? Because I can see that, okay? Wait on the Lord. Sometimes you just, in the privacy of your own home, or when he leads you to in a worship service, it's okay to twist, whirl, and dance, okay? But the other part is what kind of, anyways, and I finally asked the Holy Spirit this morning while I was out feeding cows, and felt like what he said was, it's like a mother in labor and giving birth, right? I have not been in that situation. I've only been in the room. Okay, but there is some writhing and some travailing. Okay, until what happens? Until the baby is there, and then almost immediately, because I'm a male, right? I'm like, if that just happened to me, I'd be like, nope, you guys take care of it for a little bit. But immediately, right, it goes up on mom's chest or what, right, in mom's arms, and mama is literally ecstatic, and right, not at the time, but if she on the inside, dancing and whirling and twisting. Why? Because what has been this process is now, here's the fulfillment. So guess what? Are we maybe in a little bit of writhing and travailing? Again, if you've been listening to some things, so there's some people that stand in the prophetic office that God has shown a celebration to. Like, and this is like worldwide. Like people literally dancing in the streets and celebrating. Will we see that this year? I don't know for sure. I believe that we might. But if we don't, I know it's coming. Amen? Why? Because, again, I'm choosing to trust in the Lord. Okay? We stopped in, I'm just going to read verse number 7 again. It says, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, do not fret or be angry or furious or incensed because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, in case you don't know what fret meant. Right? For guys like me, I don't like, right? Just, even if I'm wrong, at least just bring it to me straight so I don't have to like try to interpret a little bit. Okay? So he finally tells us, cease from anger. Right? Cease from anger and forsake wrath and do not fret. It only causes harm. Again, if you, right? If that's just for people like me. You guys already knew that. Okay? Because it only causes harm. Verse number 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Okay? So here's a second reference for evildoers. And this wait, for those who wait on the Lord, this wait means to look for, hope, or expect. That's a lot different than this wait. Right? There's a big difference, right? If I'm expecting someone to pick me up, right? Right, I'm looking, I'm expecting, I'm thinking about what's going to happen or, you know, whatever. Okay? There's a difference there. Amen. Okay? So those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And when, anyways, again, earth, land, country, territory, district, or region. Region. Anyways, if you're a part of Breakforth Bible Church, that kind of is a blessing. Amen? Okay, verse number 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Again, here's another reference. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. Okay? Like what? Again, there's a day coming, soon, quickly coming, you'd be like, what? Or I think of another word that's been spoken that because in this, right, we are in the decade of difference, believe it or not, we are there, and we're walking in that, okay, and it was said that it would start off harsh, and then it would come to a place of rest, okay? And man of God said that, help me, Holy Spirit, that it would be, basically when we looked back at the harshness that we may be dealing with now, when this thing turns and flips, it would be like a distant memory, like it's going to be even hard because of the rest and the gloriousness of the season that we're going to step into, that you'd be like, what? We had a drought one time? What? Like, you know what I mean? Or there was a, right? There were some people sick or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Anyway, it's even hard. Naturally, it's hard for your mind to kind of comprehend that. Okay? But guess what? Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. Okay? Verse number 11. But the meek shall do what? Inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Right? Again, why? Because things are, again, this is how, as I'm reading this over and over and over, different things will speak, the Holy Spirit will say things different times, but this abundance of peace, right, is that distant memory thing. Like what? There was harshness? I don't remember. Why? Because it's such a, like this is, right? Because of the blessing of the season. Amen? Verse number 12. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. Have we seen any of that? I don't know. Right? Read on. Okay? The Lord laughs at him. Right? Plot and scheme and gnash all you want. Ha, 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 ha. Right? The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Just reading the word here. Okay? Verse 16, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Okay? Praise the Lord. Right? Getting back to like tithes and offerings, if you're just faithful and obedient to do, right? And I'm thankful for the upbringing that I've had. And hallelujah. That echoed, sorry. Right? But I'm thankful and being trained in some things, okay? Because, you know, you can have all the money in the world and run over your son. And if you don't have a son, what good does the money do? You know? It's not worth a lot at that point in time in your life. It's just not. Okay? I'm thankful for being trained in some spiritual things and then walking that out in obedience. Okay? Because, you know, anyway, because we all have, and probably by the help of the enemy, have a picture when we think of prosperity or, right, and that whole subject comes up. We have a picture in our mind of what that should look like, and it's never where I'm at or where we're at, right? That's the enemy speaking to you, right, and trying to influence. Now, can we walk and grow in things and things look differently? I hope that they do, right? That's part of walking this walk, amen? Okay, but where you're at, don't forget that where you're at, my guess is that you're prospering where you're at. And that what you do have, what he's put in your hand, is way better than the riches of the wicked. Because, right, all the money in the world and having your eternity sealed, it's not going to do much for you. It's just really not. Amen? 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken. Again, what's he doing? He's telling us about the workers of evil. But the Lord does what? Upholds the righteous. If you're born again, guess what? That's speaking of you. Okay? You are the righteous. Okay? So uphold means to support, sustain, to lean, to lay, to rest. Right? You ever been tired? Needed a place to lean or to rest? Guess who's there to uphold you? Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse number 18. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Okay, I'm going to read that out of the New Living. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. Okay? Don't let the... Right, again. This is how, right, the enemy kind of, right, when he tries to talk to me, that inheritance just means, right, it's like a far off. It's when I get to heaven or, right, whatever. But how did he start that off? Day to day. Day to day. That means now, right, and in the life that is to come. It's not an... Anyways, praise the Lord. Selah. Okay. We were in 18, 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Have we come through some days of famine? Are you satisfied? Right? To satisfy... filled to have an excess. Praise the Lord. Now, if that's not the testimony in your life, guess what? You have something to stand on. Yeah. Right? And then that's not the testimony in every area of my life either. Okay? But I am, anyway. Praise the Lord. I can share, right? This is a testimony. This is meant to help and encourage. It's not meant to be like, oh man, well, that didn't happen for me. Well, no, anyways, if you look at your own life, and I guarantee you, you'll find things where God has worked on your behalf. Amen? So, right, just in the natural, right, we farm and ranch. And this year, because of the dry season, hay prices and things have astronomically tripled, whatever, quadrupled, whatever you want to call it. Okay? And that's been, right, there's been some tough decisions been made for a lot of people, and I'm not making light of that in any way. Our testimony is that we've had to buy a little bit of supplemental feedstuffs. But thank God, we're going to make it through this whole deal without having to buy any hay or straw or feed of any kind. Right? Why? Because in that area, for us, he satisfied us. And I'm so thankful for that. Right? Why? Because he satisfies. Even in, let's read that again. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Who's he still referring to? He's referring to the righteous back up there in verse number 17. Okay? Verse number 20, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. Again, the wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth. But those cursed by him shall be cut off. Praise the Lord. If you are the righteous, you're not cursed by him. You have no fear of being cursed by him. Right? Because you're his kid. You're in his family. Amen? Praise the Lord. 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Praise the Lord. Right? Just delight in his way. Delight in him. Delight in him. And what will happen? He will order your steps. Amen? Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, right? That's what Miss Terry was talking about, in the midst of, right, disorder and chaos. No one, anyways. Right? Did I want to, right? I like the 20 part, right? The open hand of God. In the midst of rest and abundance, right? But no, he had to throw the disorder and chaos thing in there. And I didn't, anyways, you're just like, what? Come on. Right? Anyway, yes. Go back up into that third floor and make sure that you actually heard referring to Brother Seville. Anyways, that's a joke. Yeah. Some thoughts shouldn't be communicated probably, but anyways, right? Now I lost my own train of thought. Praise the Lord. Right? Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Okay? Because, anyway. So as a, anyway, are you going to fall as a Christian? Most likely, but right, right? Just don't stay there. Just respond to it, amen? Respond and get up and move forward. Praise the Lord. I'll start. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. He does what? He supports, he sustains, he allows him to lean, to lay, and to rest. Right? Verse number 25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Right? When I think of that, again, what do I think of? I think of the picture. He is ever merciful and lends. He is ever merciful and has an open hand toward you. Right? And his descendants are blessed. Again, are you the righteous? Are you his child? Are you in the family of God? Then you are what? You are blessed. Okay? Depart from evil and do good. Right? Back in verse number 3, he said, trust in the Lord and do good. Now he says, depart from evil and do good. Right? Anyway, again, I think of the woman caught in adultery, in the very act. And everyone's like, yeah, law, she deserves to die. And Jesus, right? But he didn't leave her there either, did he? Oh, you're fine. Go your way. No, that's not what he said. He said, where are those that have condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Right? It wasn't just, oh, well, go your way. It was, hey, stop what you're doing. Right? Don't be angry. Depart from evil. Right? Because it only causes harm. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. Right? It's not going to have the same effect here, right? I think of the, right? Is it Sandlot guy, right? Forever. Right? And I'm sure that's not having the same effect as it did when he did it. But again, this is how my mind works, so just love me anyways. Right? For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Okay? Again, he's talking, that was probably like our, I could count them here. Well, anyways, we're probably up to to number 9 on dealing with the wicked, right? So verse number 29, the righteous shall inherit the land, okay? So up to this point, he's been talking about inheriting the earth, right? And that's the same word throughout. Okay, now he switches to land. Okay, so the righteous shall inherit the land. It means whole as opposed to part. I thought that was interesting as well, right? You're going to inherit the whole thing, instead of just part of a thing. Instead of just a little or some, you're going to inherit all. Okay? That is super, that's awesome. Okay? So the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Right? Okay? Praise the Lord. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. Praise the Lord. Just dwell on that for a second. Right? Is reading the word on a daily basis important? Well, the law of God is in our heart. Praise the Lord. The law of God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. None, okay? The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. Okay, didn't we already read something about that? And the Lord laughs at that, right? Okay? The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait, look for, hope, expect the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. You shall. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Like, what? Anyways, right, again, you're getting, right, my mind, so praise the Lord, okay? What I think, right, just think of like the swamp and everything that has been revealed, like politically and in governmental wise, since November 3rd of 20. So I'm going to look for that, and I'll be like, what? They actually lived here? They had an effect once? That's what he's saying. Right? That's the word of the Lord. Again, does my natural mind even wrap around all of that? It doesn't, but I thank God, right? In here, I know it's right. Do I know how? I don't, but it kind of makes me giddy going like, oh man. As Don would say, it's going to get gooder and gooder, right? Right? Praise the Lord. How is that going to, I don't know. Trust in him. Move forward and let him, that's his deal anyways. If he uses you in an aspect to bring some of that about, praise the Lord. But just keep walking. Just keep walking. Hallelujah. Where were we at? 37, yep. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. What is your future? Peace. What does that mean? Completeness, soundness, welfare, safety, health, prosperity, quiet, contentment. What is your future? Completeness, soundness, welfare, safety, health, prosperity, quiet, contentment. That's your future. Right? Mark the blameless man and observe the upright. Right? Again, that's just another way to refer to the righteous man. That's, again, and that's you. That's me. Okay? He's saying, look at, observe that man. Do you know that there's also been a word spoken that in the days to come that people of the world are going to seek you and I out? They're going to want to be friends with us because of the, right, the decade of difference, the favor of God upon our lives. Observe the upright. They're going to be doing that. Amen. Why? Because there's a difference on your life, on my life. For the future of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. The salvation, the deliverance. Amen? Praise the Lord. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Okay? Strength is a place or means of safety, protection, refuge, stronghold. Okay? Verse number 40. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they do what? Trust in him. Amen? Amen. So in closing here, I'm going to read, excuse me, quickly. I will try to go through it quickly, but there was a word delivered. Excuse me. I apologize. There was a word delivered in Dickinson last week. And I'm going to read it. Praise the Lord, because it's awesome. And it goes right along with this. It says, for yes, I am light. Okay, this is God speaking through Pastor Larry currently. Okay? For yes, I am light. I am light. Okay? I should have set it up. I want to get you out in here in time, and I just need to, sometimes I need to slow down a little bit, okay? Because in this thing here, there's several different times. Just kind of pay attention to when God repeats himself, okay? For yes, I am light. I am light. And when you're accustomed to the darkness, when you're accustomed to a troubled hour, it does hurt when you first come to the light, but that is where my salvation is, says the Lord. That is where my salvation is. My salvation is in the light. My salvation, my way of escape for you, is the light. But it will hurt. There will be a shock when you first step in from the darkness. But no, you'll never see my answer for you from afar. I'm asking you to draw near to me, saith the Lord. Draw near to me. It will trouble your flesh. It will alarm you. It will convict you, but it will never condemn you. If you will just come closer to me, come closer to me. Just like in the daytime, I took the children of Israel with a cloud by day and a fire by night. I kept them shielded. I kept them covered by day, and I also kept them warm and directed them by night. So I am here the same way for you today. I am here for you, but don't stand afar off and look at the cloud. Don't stand afar off and look at the fire. Come under the cloud and come to the fire. For I have a plan, and I have an open hand towards you. I have an expectancy. The Father has an expectancy. If he has it, we can have it too. Amen? Praise the Lord. I have an expectancy. Please pick up my expectancy. Please pick it up, and you begin to expect. You begin to expect my open hand to be open for you. Don't just be thinking that my open hand is for this one over here, or that one over there, or someone that you think would be far more qualified. No, 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 no. No. You qualify. Why? You're mine. You're mine. My open hand is for you. My open hand is for anyone who will believe. It is open for anyone. My open hand is open for you. For anyone who will believe. It is open for anyone who will believe. What kept the Israelites going? What kept them through the hard times? What kept them by the fire? What kept them by the cloud? It was the promised land. It was the promised land that was in sight. It was the promised land that was in sight. And even though every Israelite came out, only a few went in to the promised land. The ones who kept their eyes on the promised land. What makes the difficult time of staying close worth it? It's the victory on the other side. It's the roads in the wilderness. It's the rivers in the desert. It's the provision when it's hard. Keep your eyes on what's ahead, on the promised land. Don't get sidetracked by the chaos and the distress. Keep your eyes on the promised land, on the victory that's ahead, and there'll be roads in the wilderness, and there'll be rivers in the desert for you. But it is dependent on what you do in the travel to the promised land. Amen? Amen. Again, that was, and you can go listen to that last Sunday service in Dickinson on the podcast. And I would encourage you to, because that is a word worth keeping before your eyes. Amen? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You're dismissed. No, yes, see? Hallelujah. We are. So if you need an envelope, I will say, because I have the mic. If you need an envelope for cash, it's in front of you in a seat back. If you're making out a check, just make it to the church, and we will write them one check. And if you're giving by text, you can text the same way, just in the little memo, or put Spears or missionary, so Pastor Jeremy and those that take care of that can distinguish between. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's a blessing. Amen. Anyways, God has used them and their ministry to speak into this ministry as Break Forth Bible Church. We're thankful for them. And if you don't know, they are head of Rhema Poland, right? And beginning Rhema Poland over there. And anyways, point being, you're sowing into good ground. Amen? Amen. Go ahead, gentlemen. So praise the Lord. As they're doing that, once it goes by, you can be dismissed. If you do have a need for prayer, don't leave the house without. We would definitely agree with you in prayer over any and every situation. Amen. And know that you're loved, and that we'll be back Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If it ministered to you, please share it with a friend. You play a vital role in helping us fulfill the vision God gave to reveal a friend in this region. For more information, please visit BreakForthBibleChurch.com.